I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome, welcome. This is your Monday episode of Chico Now. And I am Jessica Wilkerson, marriage and family therapist, registered intern, number IMF69783, registered to the Board of Behavioral Sciences in California. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor over at Chico Creek Counseling. Joe is a marriage and family therapist, and he is licensed. Today, we are going to talk about emotion coaching again. Last week, I identified the four different types of parents, according to John Gottman. And today, I'm going to give you some tools. So we'll do a quick recap. What are the different parenting styles, according to Dr. Gottman? And then what are his tools for emotion coaching? And what is that, anyways? What is emotion coaching? Okay, so first, before we get started, I would like to ask you to take a moment to just kind of do an internal assessment. And think about as we're going through what the different types of parents are. I'd like you to kind of pay attention to what kind of parent you are, and also pay attention to what kind of parent your parents were. And we're not doing this in order to blame our parents for how we parent. That is not constructive, right? We can't go back, change time. Maybe all of us or many of us wish our parents would have parented in different ways. That's neither here nor there. That's already happened. But what type of parent your parent was in relation to emotion coaching tells you the kind of role modeling that you had and the type of expectations your parents had for you, which is influencing the way that you react to things within your emotional structure and the way that you have been role modeling to your children and the expectations that you might have for your children. And they might be unspoken expectations, but the kids pick up on it and what have you. So as we talk about this, I just want you to be self-aware of what kind of parent you currently are and if that's something that you'd like to change or keep some of it and change other parts of it. Those are totally valid. And maybe you are the number one emotion coach parent and you think, wow, I've really got this. Then I want you to feel validated and feel good about that because it's hard work to be an emotion coach. Okay, so let me see if I can, I'm doing all this from memory. I usually have a list in my head. There are the four types of parents are the dismissive, the disapproving, the laissez-faire, and then the emotion coach. So we'll go through each of those, what that looks like. So the dismissing parent, that sounds like it would be horrible that, your feelings aren't valid. We're just going to dismiss that. But really, a lot of those parents are very warm and kind and loving, and they love their children and they want them to be happy. So when their child is expressing a negative emotion, they're afraid or they're worried, they say, it's going to be okay. Here, let's go bake some cookies. And they try to distract the child with something else. Oh, don't cry about that. Mom will be back in a few minutes. Here, let's go read a book. And they want to just make their child feel better. And that is totally valid. They don't want their baby to be sad. But that sends the message to the child that they're not allowed to be sad, or there's something wrong with being sad, that they need to distract themselves. And so then when they grow up and they're teenagers or they're adults and they're feeling these disappointing emotions, sadness, betrayal, etc., they don't actually know what to do with that. All they know how to do is distract themselves. So they maybe they do it constructively by working out or having a hobby, or maybe they emotionally eat or get into risky behaviors. So you just don't know, because all you're teaching the kids to do is to distract themselves when they are experiencing an unwanted emotion. Okay, so the next one is the disapproving parent. And this is the person who is also dismissive, but disapproves of your emotion. So an example would be your child gets out of bed because they're scared of the dark. And they've gotten out two or three times, and you tried to be kind and tried to be calm, and now you're just mad. Like, get in your room. That's it. If I have to tell you again that I'm going to give you a consequence, I'm going to punish you. But they're genuinely scared. And so what they're learning is that they cannot trust their emotions. And their emotions don't matter. That other people don't care if they're in distress. And they're still not being taught what to do with that distress. They're just being taught not to have it and not to express it to others. Gosh, I was hoping to get through all four of them. I sure need to learn how to speak faster, because it's time for our commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about the laissez-faire parent, the emotional coach, and then I'll tell you a little bit more how to become an emotional coach.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christy McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, every Monday and Tuesday. And Mondays, we're talking about relationships. I do this as a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783 with the Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. And I want to remind you that while we're talking about therapy and psychotherapy and relationship and all of that type of thing, that this is not a substitute for therapy. If you're triggered and you want to learn more about yourself or your relationships, then I encourage you to find somebody in your community to meet with who's qualified to go deeper into that with you than a 30-minute show can provide. I am accepting new clients over at Chico Creek Counseling, and that phone number is 530-921-5122. You could also send me an email at jwilkerson@chicocreekcounseling.com. Okay, so we were talking about the types of parents, according to Dr. John Gottman. And we have spoken about the dismissing parent and the disapproving parent. And so the next is the laissez-faire parent. And this parent is also, all of these parents are good parents. It's easy to say, oh, I'm a disapproving parent, or my parents were disapproving parents and therefore they're bad parents. No, it just means that that is how they relate to emotion. And that's how they communicate that with you and the expectations they have for their children. So the laissez-faire parent is the parent where anything goes. So that doesn't mean that they let their kids hit other kids. It just means in regards to emotions, anything goes. So their child gets to express their emotion however they want to express it, whenever they're feeling that feeling. I don't want to stifle my child. I don't want to teach them to bottle it up. They get to express it. The problem here is, once again, like I said in the other two, we're not teaching our child what to do with their emotion. They get to just express it. And that's good. They're not bottling it, but they're also not being coached. So that becomes the adult who expresses their emotion all over everybody who thinks it's okay to just go off when they're angry or to just sob uncontrollably in the middle of the workplace because they're feeling sad. They don't know how to put themselves in check and how to deal with that emotion in a way that is healthy. And so those also end up being people who don't know how to have empathy for others because they're busy worrying about expressing themselves. So next we have the emotion coach. And this is the parent who goes, there's about 5 steps in emotion coaching. And they're helping their child create the words to identify their emotions and problem solve what to do with it. And so the reason that I wanted you to do an internal assessment on what type of parent are you and what type of parent were your parents is because if your aspiration is to become an emotion coach and that is not how you were role modeled and that is not how you are currently parenting, it means that you have to start learning how to kind of be an emotion coach for yourself. If you're currently the kind of person who says, oh, don't worry, don't be sad, let's go make cookies and or let's go, we'll go to the park and we'll kill some time until mommy comes back. Don't be sad. Then that's what you're doing to yourself regarding other emotions, just in a more adult way. And so you have to be able to know what to do with them inside yourself before you can teach someone else to know what to do with them, right? And so this will be a little bit more work for you to be role modeling those changes in your own behaviors. So then your children will jump on board. You can be a team in this. Hey, you know, I think that depending on how old your kids are, if they're already in high school or in junior high, you can say, hey, I think that I've been going about this all wrong and I'm going to work on myself and work on my expectations for you. Let's do this together. And they will love that. They will definitely respect that more than you just trying to change them while you're trying to change yourself without them knowing. Now, if your kids are little guys, then that might be a little bit out of their realm. Just kind of work on it between you and your spouse or just inside yourself. And while you're trying to teach your kids and coach them. Okay, well, we're having another commercial. We have 2 sets of commercials. That means we only have 1 more segment. So I will try to talk really fast in the next segment to get you the 5 steps of emotion coaching. Stay tuned, and we'll be back right after this. This is Jessica Wilkerson from Chico Creek Counseling talking to you about Dr. John Gottman's theories in emotion coaching on Chico Now.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, marriage and family therapist, registered intern, number IMF69783, registered with the Board of Behavioral Sciences here in California. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. And we are talking about Dr. John Gottman's theories on emotion coaching and the parenting style regarding emotions. So we just spoke about the different types of parents, the dismissing, the disapproving, the laissez-faire, and the emotion coach. So now I want to give you the steps to becoming an emotion coach. So the first step is empathy. Now the difference between empathy and sympathy is, oh, I feel bad for you. That really stinks. That thing that happened to you. Oh my goodness. But empathy is, oh, I remember when something similar happened to me and the way that I felt when that happened. And so I can really relate to the feeling of what that feels like to feel that way. It's a lot of words for feeling. Feeling what it feels like to feel that way. And you might hear a little dude in the background. I had a baby and the radio station lets me bring him to pre-record our shows. And he's usually really good, but sometimes he likes you to hear him. All right, so step one is empathy. It's just noticing what your child is experiencing and identifying it. So identifying the emotion, oh, she's feeling scared or worried or frustrated. It's fun to get a list of emotions because even as adults, we really kind of use the same several ones over and over. And we're kind of doing a disservice because really, a lot of those are not what we're feeling. We'll say, I feel so mad. I feel so angry. But really, you're feeling disappointed or you're feeling let down or you're feeling dismissed by somebody or betrayed. And it's really not just I'm mad. So learning what are those words. So getting a list of those is kind of nice. It's kind of fun to try to find which emotion is it that you're actually feeling. But internally noticing what is the emotion that they're feeling right now. Because kids don't have the vernacular. We tell our little ones all the time in preschool and kindergarten, use your words, use your words, don't hit, use your words. But they don't have the words. No one is telling them the words. So I feel very afraid right now. Why do you feel afraid? I feel afraid because mommy's leaving and I'm afraid that she won't come back or something bad will happen while she's gone. So empathy is just learning what is the word. So then the step two is seeing this, just in your internally seeing this is a great opportunity for me to coach my child on what to do with this emotion. So taking a time out of, oh gosh, what do I do now? Oh, not again. Oh, how long is this one going to last? And just reframing it in your own head and going, oh, maybe you can say those thoughts for a second and going, but this is a really good opportunity to teach them what to do. And if I invest in this right now, then the teen years are going to be a lot easier. Or if they're a teenager going, it's going to make their marriage someday a whole heck of a lot better. You know, their spouse is going to thank me. And I can guarantee you that that's going to end up happening. So just reframing it in your mind and seeing it as an opportunity. And so number three is being a good listener for the child. Getting down on their level, face to face with them, eye to eye, and saying, whoa, I can see you're really upset right now. What are you feeling? And trying to let them find the emotion. And then if they can't find them, coach them through it. Oh, could you also be feeling maybe, I feel sad. Do you also feel scared? Do you feel frustrated? I'm mad at my brother. He won't share. Oh, that's so frustrating. I bet you're disappointed because you really wanted to play with that fire truck. Yeah, I am. And then ask them to elaborate. Like, let their feelings be valid. Don't say, well, don't feel bad. You'll get to play with it later. Or don't feel sad that mommy left. She'll be back. Don't worry. Just say, oh, yeah, I remember when I was a little kid and I would be scared when my mommy left too. But my mommy always came back. What do you want to, how do you feel about when mommy leaves? What are you scared about? And then they'll tell you the things that they're scared about. Oh my goodness. I am just either need a longer show or to learn to talk faster. Okay, so number four is helping your child find the words to their emotion, which we were just talking about, and then helping them problem solve and set limits. So after that, then you say, okay, your brother won't share his truck. What do you suggest happens? And then if they come up with a solution that's just not feasible, help them come up with a couple more solutions and coach them through it. Because when it's their idea, they're on board. And they're usually harder on themselves than you are anyways.